down the date over a Tuesday night. Hope you'll see more.
Right, good evening. We've got Shavuos coming up. The minute Kol Yisrael is to try as much as possible to try and stay up and learn a little bit. Some people daven shachar straight after they learn as quick as possible. Not the davening, as quick as possible, as soon as possible. And some people, they go to sleep, whenever they can go to sleep, and then they wake up for shachris in the morning. Some people who want to daven straight away in the morning, let's say their minyan, what time do they start the minyan? The early minyan when it comes to Shavuos morning, what time is it? You can get half past three, four. Five, 4 o'clock or something. And here, the very interesting shaila is, a lot of people, they manage to sleep. They managed to have a small doze off. They managed to have a little nap on Shavuos, Erev Shavuos afternoon. So if Shavuos this year is Friday Shabbos, then some people manage to get a little nap when it comes to Thursday afternoon. So Thursday afternoon, they go upstairs at 2:30. They come down 3:30 or 2:15. State not to have more than a shinas sus by yom. The Gemara speaks about. The Gemara in Sukkah says that a person shouldn't sleep more than a shina sus, which is half an hour. Some say 3 minutes, some say half an hour, some 3 hours. Okay, you have to see the Siman Reish Lamed Aleph all about it. As long as a person's mechavan Hashem Shemayim, it's all okay. So Nekudah is a person goes to sleep to get a refresher in order to be refreshed when it comes to Leil Shavuos. When he wakes up at 3:15, he comes down, he feels a bit groggy, gets ready for Shavuos. Does he have to make a new Berachas HaTorah? No. We know that if a person goes to sleep in the afternoon, it's machlokes rishonim, when a person goes to sleep in the afternoon, whether when he wakes up, does he have to make another Berachas HaTorah? Really, he slept for half an hour on his bed, in a way which is considered a proper hefsek. The Rosh says, when you wake up, you make a new bracha. Novas the minig is not to, Mishnah Berurah says, we'll know choshesh for the machmirim, and we don't make a bracha when we wake up. That's the Maisa Ongunim. Zokt, the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to a situation like Leil Shavuos, where if you sleep in the afternoon of Erev Shavuos, and the Shitta of the Rosh tells you you can make a bracha when you wake up after the afternoon sleep, we don't do it. But when it comes to, in addition to sleeping, you stayed up the night, and now it's now the next day, it's already Yom Shavuos, Shavuos Baboker, take a second and analyze what's happened. When was the last Berachas HaTorah that you did? This was Erev Shavuos in the morning, Thursday morning. I'm not going to say what time in the morning, but Thursday in the morning you said Berachas HaTorah. You then slept, if that's the case, you then slept Thursday afternoon, Erev Shavuos, and you didn't say Berachas HaTorah, although the Rosh says you do. Why don't you make a bracha? Why don't Mefitz Achnish to make a bracha? Because some hold it's to do with the day. That means you have to have it. You have to have the day expiring. The Rabbi Natam Shitta, Rabbi Natam argued on the Rosh. Tosis brings us Rabbi Natam and Daf Yud Aleph on the base. And the Rabbi Natam says it's not to do with sleeping. Even if you sleep in the afternoon, you're not mechayev. That's why we taka don't make a bracha. It's to do with the day finishing. You've got to wait for the new morning. You've got to have a new day coming up. That's what's mechayev, a new Berachas HaTorah. So Zot the Mishnah Berurah from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as soon as it turns alois, Ashacha, right, of Leil Shavuos, you've been learning, Kanana Hora here in England, not so much learning. The time you finish davening, the time you finish the meal, and then you come to shul, is not so long. And necessarily you can have a 4 or 5 hour seder, at least. So over here, you finish, you come to the Beis HaMedrash, 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then it comes to the alois, whatever alois you want to take, either one something or two something, and then you have a shaila, hang on a second. Surely you should now have to make a Berachas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah from Rabbi Akiva, at this stage, once it's alois, at this stage, you have a mimonoshach, you have to make a Berachas HaTorah. If what's mechayev, a new Berachas HaTorah, is the sleeping, then you slept on Erev Shavuos afternoon. And if you're going to say, oh, well, we don't make Berachas HaTorah from sleeping in the afternoon, we make a Berachas HaTorah because you have to wait for a new day, well, when it comes to alois, it's been a new day. You've ticked both boxes. So if I've ticked both boxes, the halacha should really say that you should make Berachas HaTorah when it comes to alois. Are you with me on this one? Oh, very nice. And Taka, that is Taka the Minik. Mishnah Berurah brings them the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if you sleep on Shavuos afternoon, And it's part of the Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, you sleep afternoon, at least for half an hour, even with your clothing, but you sleep in bed for half an hour. You don't make a bracha when you wake up, Erev Shavuos. But when it comes to Alois, that's when you can now get your new Birchas HaTorah because you've ticked both boxes. What's the interesting thing is, when I was many years ago in Yeshiva Katana, so I was learning this Mishnah Berurah, and I thought to myself, hang on a second, very nice chesh, beautiful chesh Berurah of Akiva Eger, but surely when it comes to Alois HaShachar itself, the whole yeshiva should stop, it should be quiet in the yeshiva, and the Eger should bang out Birchas HaTorah. Right? And if you have a minute to stand up. Make adin, you don't need to stand up. Birchas HaTorah is taka interesting, so Birchas HaShavach. Okay. And the Olim should say Birchas HaTorah. But really, if you look around at the yeshivas, the yeshiva just carry on learning. The Olim are fighting over toises of a marshal. The Olim are brenzach. I remember in Gates Yeshiva. What's this? Oh, wash negevah. So when it comes to Alis, you have to add in wash negevah. So when it comes to Alis HaShachar, there should be a big clap going on. Trust me, in yeshiva, in Geita, many of us applied for sleeping in Erev Shavuos. I think many of us were Yotza. We slept for at least half an hour on Erev Shavuos. So we had the sleeping. And then it comes to Alois, surely you should now have to be required to make a Birchas HaTorah. How can you continue learning on Yom Shavuos, on Shavuos, the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, when you're now supposed to, you've got to renew. You know, you've got to renew your MOT. You can't carry on driving without the tax, right? So you've got to renew it. So when it comes to Alois, that surely should be the cutoff point. It's a very interesting thing. Really, strict halacha should say that when it comes to Alois, and he slept Erev Shavuos afternoon, Erev Shavuos, it should be that when it comes to Alois, you should wash your hands, negevasa, and you should go ahead and make a Birchas HaTorah. I was very bothered why the Olim don't. I wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Kanevsky. I think I must have been about 16 at the time, and he responded, "Shamati ma chazanish lahokol." As I heard from the chazanish mekamekazan, the problem with that answer is
how long till when?
Only to an hour after, till the oilam started davening. No, sorry. Let's make it clear. Let's say Alois is 2 o'clock. I don't know, for argument's sake, and Shacharis was 3:30. The oilam carried on. We never saw anyone stopping in the middle. There were a few people that stopped. Of the ma'isa, roi for oilam or noig to just continue learning. The Maisa, there's a Tshuva Shevet HaLevi that says you stop. You should stop by Alois and you should make a Birchas HaTorah. Again, we're talking about only if you slept on Erev Shavuos. And the reason why Reb Chaim Kanevsky's answer from the Chaznish is not so geshmak is because the Chaznish had a shitta. Chaznish was argued with Reb Kiva Eger. We know that Mishnah Berurah brings Reb Kiva Eger that you have your Yomim Malamshach if you sleep in the afternoon Erev Shavuos. And it's past the day, it comes to Alois, you've got both. You've slept and it's past the day. So now, the Kuliyam, we should have to make a Birchas HaTorah. So, Chaznish argued with that Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, Znish Karaya, that the Chaznish Shamat.
When you don't sleep till after a loss, and then you go to sleep, the Shamat will be Birchas HaTorah. Because the sleeping has to be from that night into the new day.
Right.
That's the Mechiyah of Birchas HaTorah. Or rather, if somebody came
and
was traveling
right
through the night,
hang on a second. The Rosh says if a person sleeps in the afternoon, he wakes up and he makes a Birchas HaTorah. The Rosh, and Bisyasa brings it down and says, really, we should take on Azay. No, I go.
Now he hasn't slept through the night, so Bechiyah's on Birchas HaTorah for the next day.
Yeah, it's not so clear. Yeah, no, you should know, it's not even clear why the Chaznish didn't hold a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like clearly. And the poskim can say, if the Mishnah Berurah passing like the Chaznish, that's what we have to take on. And we can surely make a Birchas HaTorah. My question is, that surely when it comes to Alois, that's when you should really be mechuyav to make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Sure, we're talking about sleep. We're talking about sleeping before the night. If someone didn't sleep in the afternoon or Erev Shavuos, let's say a person didn't sleep Shavuos afternoon, Erev Shavuos, and he's up all night, then it's pasha that he wouldn't make a bracha, he wouldn't make a new bracha.
And if he only starts sleeping after Alois?
Oh, very good. If a person only sleeps after Alois, then when he wakes up, he's missed it. Then when he wakes up, his sleeping was only a sleeping by day. And in Gate said, that was the whole shaila, in Gate said, Alois HaShach was very early, the first Alois is very early, 1:05 or something, when it comes to Shavuos, so when you go to sleep, lots of times, I mean, I remember in Yeshiva Katana, throughout the years in Yeshiva Katana, when we used to, throughout the summer, lots of bochrim to our sins. We went to bed after 1 o'clock, and in the morning it was a done thing that you hear Berachas HaTorah from your friend, from the person who had a bit of seichel and went to bed. A normal night. Sorry. Let's get back to basics here. A normal night. You go to bed, you hit the pillow at 1:30, and you come to Shacharis the next morning, 7:45. Yeah, and then what do? You've slept for 7 hours, but you can't make a Berachas HaTorah. Why? Because you slept in the day, because when you went to bed, it was the day.
But you slept yesterday afternoon.
No, leave the afternoons out. Leave the afternoon. Leave the afternoons out. A normal night's sleep. A bocha goes to bed in Gateshead. Next week, this week, I don't care what day it is, right? Monday, he goes to sleep, and he goes to sleep 1:15. I know it does happen. It does happen. I can tell you, it does happen, right? 1:15. It's after Alei Sashacha. He wakes up after a refreshing 7.5 hours sleep. He wakes up in time for Shacharis. He's very refreshed, very geshmak. Analyze what's happened. He slept by yom. He didn't sleep by night. He cannot make a bracha. He can't make a Berachas HaTorah. That's what we're busy doing in Gateshead. We all had to hear from the person who managed to go to sleep before Alois. Anyway, this is all the rage. Let's get back to what we're saying. It's not the Shevet HaLevi. When a person sleeps on Erev Shavuos and then he stays up the whole night, the halacha is really, if when it comes to Alois, he should really stop. And Zot the Shevet Shmuvos, the Taka Paschal, that's what you should do, Taka. You should stop there. If it doesn't work, it's a different under that. Let me tell you, can I tell you something quite original? We've got Shavuos coming up. I've put down some notes about things that are happening in Shavuos. Very few interesting zachim. This is a very interesting shaila, which the Piskei Tshuvos, he's one of the poskim, we bring down a lot of poskim. It's a very interesting shaila. We have one of the things that we have on Yom Tov is that we're able to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birchas Kohenim. So we come to shul, and if we're still awake when it comes to Birchas Duchenim, when it comes to Duchenim, so we have the zechus to hear the mitzvah of Duchenim. It's a very interesting shita of the Charedim, that just like the Kohenim, it's a mitzvah min haTorah for the Kohenim to Duchen, for the Kohenim to Duchen Yisraelim, so too it's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the Yisraelim to hear the brachas from the Kohenim. It's a very interesting charedim. The first bialocha in the chela base is a chela base. You open the first bialocha. He says, Kosav acharedim, mitzvah saseh levorech kohen is Yisrael, for the kohen to be mevorech. But the Yisrael ha'oimdim ponim, kenegim ponim, gam heim bechlal ha-mitzvah. They are also fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. So says the Piskei Tshuvos, the end of chela galav, he's got big arichas. He says, what happens if a person, he just goes to shul, and he comes out of shul, and he doesn't know this Charedim. He doesn't have the idea that according to the Charedim, listening and hearing, accepting the bracha of Birchas Kohenim is considered a mitzvah d'oraisa. He thinks it's a nice skula, it's a good bracha, it's a nice thing to do. You know, everyone's running after skulas, they don't realize that really duchening is one of the major... it's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa every day, and it's such a pele how the Ramah says that we don't duchen. Why don't we duchen, by the way, every day? Because we're running to our work. It says the halacha is that you have to be besimcha to receive brachas. If you want to receive bracha, you have to be besimcha. Now, in Asen Chutz Lorez, the Ramah says that we're always running to work. It's very interesting. No one's rushing to work. Here, we're rushing to work. We're agitated. And even Shabbos were agitated. It comes to Yom Tov. That's when we are besimcha. It's a very, very interesting Ramah how the Kirch, the Sfadim, some Sfadim do it every single day. In fact, in Ravensdale Road, they're all in the Ravensdale because they don't paskin at their Ramah, and they have Birchas Kohenim every single day. When Aaron Lipshteyman went to Stamford Hill, then he went to davened in Tanam Adas, but he also went to hear Duchening a few doors away in the Tamini minyan there. So yeah, he said how can you miss Duchening? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But listen to this: the Charedim is saying that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to hear the Berachas Kohenim. So this is the ha'orah of the year. The ha'orah of the year is that you have to know this Charedim. If you wouldn't have come tonight, and you wouldn't have known this Charedim, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, comes to the Charedim to hear the brachas. The svara is, this is the svara, that you will not be, you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah, because we paskin that mitzvah by derisas, mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. You need to have kavana. Now, if you don't know that there's a mitzvah, if a person just thinks it's a segula, it's a nice thing to hear, and he doesn't know that this charedim, this is the whole shtickle that the Piskachuv has got. It's quite an interesting shtickle. At least the yodia, the actual knowledge that there is a mitzvah derisa to hear the brachas, that's a very powerful thing when it comes to duchening. I guess it's the same thing when you get to lots of other mitzvahs. A person eats a matzah throughout Pesach. The Gong says that every kazayis matzah is considered a mitzvah sase. That'd also be another thing. Okay, here's an interesting one. Can we mention the ha'orah? Just a very, very interesting ha'orah. It's a very interesting ha'orah when you get to... Oh, it's finished. Because I was just going to say something about the chassidim. You see, because it went off. Because the minhag ha'chassidim is that they stand, that they when it comes to haftarah, a lot of kehillas in the chassidim, they say the haftarah all together. They say it silently, but some say it louder, some say it. They say it all together. They say it themselves when it comes to haftarah. A very interesting halacha, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Shavuos, that the person who lanes the haftarah should say the haftarah standing up. That's obvious, like we always do. But also, anyone who says it with him should also say the haftarah of the first day Shavuos, which is Ma'aseh Merkava, should say the haftarah stand. If you're saying it, you should say it standing up. Because of the chashivas of Ma'aseh Merkava, it comes from the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh says, my father introduced the halacha that if you sing the haftarah together with the chazan, then you should stand up. By the litvisha, when the balkira is leaning from a klaf, then there's no need for anyone to say it with. You don't need to say it with. If you do say it with, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the balkira is reading from a chumash and not from a klaf, there's a maila to say it with. So if you are saying it with whatever reason you are doing it, the Mishnah Berurah points out yesh noegin to stand up, and that's something that we don't find again. Yesh v'yesh, you look around, you see some people are noeg, some people not noeg. Here's another very quick one when it comes to Shavuos in the daytime, when you come home after davening, whatever time you finish davening, and you want to have kiddush. So you have kiddush, and what cake do you have over there? Normal Shabbos, sometimes you have kuchen, you have sponge cake, but sometimes when it comes to Shavuos, all you have is cheesecake. Now, cheesecake, even if you scrape through with the bracha being mazonos, depending on how much cake is at the bottom, but at most times you will not be having a kazayis, a sheer kazayis of cake. The ingredients of cake is only at the bottom, most of it's cheese. You will not be having a kazayis of cake, of mazonos, toch de achilas pras, within 4 minutes of eating. And therefore, if you think about it, let's say you come to Kiddush, you hear Kiddush, and then you have a nice big piece of cheesecake. Okay, you finish the cheesecake. Really, what bracha achron is to make on that? In most cases, you'll make a bone nefoshes, by the way. Because if you think, you will not have had, in most cases with cheesecakes, you will not have had a kazayis of mazonos cake. Right, even if you have a little bit, it won't. Exactly, broccoli shown is itself a shayla. Yeah. It could be a shahakel sometimes. It depends how much it is. And that's why maybe you can't use it for kiddush because it won't work. We know there's halacha kiddush b'mokum su'uda. You have to have a su'uda. Now, even if you don't wash, it's enough to have a kazayis of cake. But where's your kazayis of cake? Yeah. You've not had your kazayis of cake. So, very good solution. If you're the mekadosh and you make sure to finish off the whole reviyas, that's a good solution. By yom u'amekel, but it won't work for the shemea. Let's say your stomach, you've been up all night. All he needs is a full cup of wine, and then you're listening to someone else making kiddush, and you have your cheesecake. Where's your kiddush rakam suda? You've had kiddush, and your suda is the cheese. You need to make sure to have kokosh cake or sponge cake or something else, or honey cake, by the way, because there's a minhag to have honey on Shavuos. Honey is also a minhag to have honey on Shavuos because the Torah is similar to honey. So it's also geshmak to have honey cake as well on the side, just in case you're stuck with cheesecake. Then you'll be able to be zeicha to be yotza. You're in the kiddush makom suda with also your honey cake.